Int Marlborough Street, Magistrates Court, Day. The courtroom is filled with anticipation as the art gallery director, Mr. Eugene Schuster, stands before the judge, pleading not guilty. A collection of allegedly obscene drawings by John Lennon and a Picasso print are presented as evidence on a table. Detective Inspector Frederick Luff, a stern and experienced officer, takes the stand, facing intense scrutiny. Magistrate Harmsworth. Detective Inspector Luff, please state your findings regarding the Picasso print found at the art gallery. Detective Inspector Luff, Your Honor, within the meaning of the Obscene Publications Act, I do not regard the Picasso print as obscene. Hence, I did not seize it during the raid. David Napley rises to his feet, ready to challenge the inspector's testimony. David Napley, Detective Inspector Luff, I'd like you to examine these Picasso pictures in this exhibition catalogue. Tell me, which of these is, in any sense, different from Lennon's drawings in terms of current forms of decency? The magistrate waves off any prosecution objections, allowing the question. Detective Inspector Luff, Well, Mr. Napley, not to put too fine a point on it, the Picassos depicted oral intercourse. A murmur runs through the courtroom as the revelation sinks in. Mr. Napley seizes the opportunity. David Napley. Exactly, Detective Inspector. And would you believe that one of Lennon's drawings depicted the very same thing? Detective Inspector Luff. Indeed it did. The tension rises and the room is filled with gasps and whispers. The judge leans forward, attentively observing the unfolding drama. Dissolved to prosecution office. A few days later, Sir Norman Skelhorn, holding a letter, paces back and forth in his office, clearly conflicted. Ken Horn watches him, sensing his reservations about the case. Ken Horn. Sir Norman, I understand your concerns about artistic freedom. It's an important aspect to consider, but we must also address the growing concerns about obscenities passing as art in society. Sir Norman Skelhorn, Ken. I've been defending artistic freedom for years, the Aubrey Beardsley case in 62, but it feels as though things have gone too far. Hear the musical, Oh Calcutta, that pornographic Oz magazine. The line between art and obscenity is blurring. And now, smoking marijuana in Regent's Park, the establishment must take a stand. Ken Horn, I appreciate your perspective, Sir Norman. The case involving the Lennon lithographs raises important questions about where to draw the line. We need to consider the potential harm caused by such displays and the impact on public decency. Sir Norman Skelhorn. You're right, Ken. We have a duty to uphold the law and protect the public. It's a delicate balance we must strike, ensuring freedom of expression while safeguarding society from excessive obscenity. Ken Horn. Precisely, Sir Norman. Our role is to navigate these complexities and apply the law judiciously. We can pursue the charges with sensitivity, keeping in mind the broader implications for artistic expression. Sir Norman Skelhorn. Let's proceed with caution, mindful of the impact our decisions may have on the delicate balance between artistic expression and societal norms. Ken Horn. Understood, Sir Norman. I will work diligently to gather the evidence and construct a compelling case that addresses both artistic freedom and societal concerns. We'll present a balanced argument that highlights the necessity of drawing the line when it comes to obscenities disguised as art. Sir Norman Skelhorn. Ken, let's not go the artistic merit route. Too risky. I have received letters from trusted sources assuring me that Her Majesty herself owns quite a few paintings by Fragonard that are on public view. Ken Horn. I don't understand, Sir Norman. Sir Norman Skelhorn. The artworks in question range from suggestive to outright explicit depiction of sexual activities of all sorts. If displaying the sex act itself is the offence, then how would we protect the Queen from accusations of promoting public lewdness? Ken Horn. I see your point, Sir Norman. Sir Norman Skelhorn. Better to go ahead with obstruction of the sidewalk as the best chance of a good resolution in this case, I think. Ken Horn. Skeptical. As you say, Sir Norman. Sir Norman Skelhorn. See to it, Ken. They share a firm handshake, reaffirming their commitment to the task at hand, as they prepare to tackle the case that will test their resolve and challenge their beliefs. Fade out.